When a woman says that she needs her space, give it to her.
Yeah, when a girlfriend is telling you that she needs her space, you know, it's one of two possibilities. See, either she wants to break up with you or she wants to see how important the relationship is to you.
If she wants to break up with you, it's because she's either found somebody else or she's on the prowl, okay? And, you know, the whole thing of needing space is it's just so that she won't feel bad about the fact that she's either already f***ing some guy or is about to, okay? So if she's made up her mind that the relationship is over, just accept it and move on, no matter how much your heart breaks. Yeah, because of course, you're a guy, you're the more romantic of the two sexes, okay? You're in a relationship with some girl, and it was humming along, all seemed to be fine, and then all of a sudden she hits you with this. And it's because she's found somebody else, or she wants to be with somebody else, or maybe she's just bored of you and just wants to go out there and play the field without any kind of guilt hanging over her head, right? And of course your heart is gonna break. Of course, because you're a guy. We guys are romantic. We are more romantic than women. And we have these romantic illusions that a lot of times cloud our judgment. And a woman says that she needs her space, and a lot of times you're gonna be saying, oh, I can fix this somehow, and you're gonna try all kinds of stupid ass shit. No. She's already made up her mind, okay? She just wants to do the polite thing. That's what's going on, okay? But it could be that the dumb girl is testing the relationship. This happens all the time, okay? Girl you're with, you know, everything is humming along, everything is just going, you know, fine, you know, like a well-running engine. And she hits you with this thing, not because she wants to be with somebody else, but because the dumb woman here thinks that, you know, she's got to see if the relationship is really stable. Women are really stupid that way. Sometimes a woman will actually break up with a perfectly fine boyfriend or husband even, right? Because they are feeling insecure about the relationship and they wind themselves up. And all of a sudden they come up with this crap of that they need their space when they really don't need any space at all. They don't want to be with any other guy. They're perfectly happy, but they just got it into their heads. This happens, okay? And well, the same thing applies. She hits you with this crap of that she needs her space, but when she's really just like, you know, insecure about the relationships or whatever, you tell her, fine, there's the door. See ya. Yeah, because if it's the second case, that is the girl who just got into her head, her stupid head, that there was something wrong with the relationship, right? She'll all of a sudden backtrack. She'll backtrack right on the spot. If you tell her right then and there when she hits you with this nonsense that she needs her space, and you tell her, okay, there's the door, see ya, she will backtrack right then and there, okay? The girl who wants somebody else, she'll walk out that door. The girl who was sort of like testing the relationship with just idiocy itself, but women do this, yeah, she will backtrack instantly on the spot or you know, like the next day, okay, one or the other. I mean, it's not going to be long. It's not going to be a week, okay? She's going to backtrack and think to herself, what the hell did I do, okay? This happens all the time. Yeah, because a lot of times women are just dumb. Okay, it's as simple as that. And I'm not saying it like women in general are dumb. It's that women in general sometimes do stupid stuff, just like guys sometimes do stupid stuff, okay? And this is one of them, okay? The girl who's sort of like testing the relationship, idiotic phrase, but you know, they're testing the relationship and they spring this on you, you gotta take it at face value. You just gotta assume that she found somebody else, okay? Because the issue of whether she found somebody else is the determining factor here for your self-respect. Let me explain. See, let's assume that she springs this, you know, she needs her space stuff on you, right? And you have no idea if it means that she wants to test the relationship or she's found somebody else. You are going to have to assume the absolute worst. The absolute worst being that she's already banging some guy, some other guy. Okay? If she's already banging some other guy, nothing you do will make her change her mind. Okay? Because more likely than not, if she says that she needs her space, i.e. she wants to break up with you, it's because that other cock is fulfilling her more than yours. It's a painful reality that you're just going to have to accept. You're just going to have to just put on the big boy pants and say, the other guy's are better than I do. And of course you're not gonna like it, but you just have to accept it, okay? That's life and that's the way things are going. And so she wants to be with this other guy.
what are you going to do? Nothing you do will make her change her mind. Nothing. Okay? If she's fucking some other guy and she enjoys it enough that she wants to break up with you, there is nothing in the world that you could possibly say that will make her change her mind. I mean, tell me what? What is it? Okay? That you're going to have a implant and have it grow twice as big as it is now? Come on. Yeah? Nothing you say will make her change her mind. Okay? And so what's there to do? Nothing. You just say, okay, there's the door. See ya. That's all you can do. Now, if she's not having sex with some other guy, maybe she's just bored with the relationship and wants to try her luck on the dating scene, okay? Same thing. Nothing you do is going to change her mind, okay? So you give her the same response. There's the door. See ya. That's all you can do. Now, if it's this nonsense of testing the relationship, like I said before, she's going to back down right away. But you see the thing, see? The only way to know is by saying, there's the door. You can only figure out what's going on by saying, there's the door. If you try to talk your way out of it, or somehow figure out a way, or just throw words at the problem, you know, talk her into staying, you know, it's not going to work. Not only is it not going to work, it's going to be a huge expenditure of energy on your part, and more precious than your energy is going to be your dignity. And if you try to talk a girl into staying with you, you're going to have to surrender your dignity. You're going to have to act like a beta, cucked out loser. Is that who you want to be? Huh? I mean, let's assume that she found some other guy who's screwing her better than you are. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, is that humiliating? F***ing A, it's humiliating. But you got to suck it up. Suck it up and just like, okay, that's life. There's some other guy who's better at me that sucks with her. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. I mean, there are guys who run the 100 meters faster than you, right? And you don't feel that bad about it, but you know, it's a reality that you've accepted. Here's a reality that you're going to have to accept. She's banging some other guy. He bangs her better than you, Chad or Tyrone or whatever his name is. Hmm? You're just going to have to accept it and realize, well, that's life. And so I don't want this woman in my life anymore. And just show her the door. You talk her into staying, and you are surrendering your dignity in order to keep her. Do you really want to be that man? Hmm? Do you really want to be that cucked out beta loser? Huh? No, of course not. Of course not. Of course you don't want to be that man. No. And that's why you just point towards the door and tell her that she can leave. Mm-hmm. Maintain dignity above everything else. You can lose your fortune. You can lose everything. Everything that you possess in this life, you can lose it, okay? And it's perfectly fine. You're not really going to miss it, except your dignity. Dignity is the one thing that if you surrender it, if you allow it to slip through your fingers, it's the one thing that will eat away at you forever. I look at the times in my life when I have surrendered my dignity and acted in ways that were just so cocked out and loserish, and some of them are so trivial, and they happened decades ago. But decades ago, I still remember it. I still remember that sting. I still look back and I say, how could I have done such a thing? How could I have surrendered my dignity? It is the one thing that when you lose, you truly regret. I've gone to the casino and dropped 10 grand. Did I like it? No. Now I laugh about it because it was goddamn funny, you know? Like drunk, losing like crazy, and I kept on losing. And in the end, wound up the night with nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking funny. Yeah, it is funny. Lesson learned, of course. Don't go to the casino. That's the lesson I learned, of course. It's funny. It didn't affect me long term. Losing my dignity has. The few times that I have surrendered my dignity in order to get what I want, more often than not, I surrendered my dignity and I did not get what I wanted. And you won't either. There's the door. Always remember, there's the door. Dignity before everything. There is the door. Girl says that she needs her space, fine, give it to her. And don't fight it.
Just give it to her. There's a saying that, you know, a woman is, you know, you're never with a woman. It's just your turn. Why a saying? Say, if a woman wants to be with you, she is going to crawl across glass and kill any monster to be with you. Woman doesn't want to be with you, there is nothing you can do about it. So don't try. You'll only regret it.